The delightful weather that characterizes the fall season on the Cape and Islands has largely been missing this week. Low pressure systems have kept the wind northeast with fog and precipitation. The birding, however, was still great during this past Columbus Day weekend, traditionally one of the top 3 weekends of the year for birds. Even with the bouts of nasty weather this past week, falcons were seemingly everywhere. Though they prefer to move on a northwest wind, they, more than any other raptors, will continue to migrate and move even when the wind and weather are not favorable. They are such strong flyers that they do not depend on thermals to migrate, that they pretty much do whatever they want. Seeing a falcon a day is a daily feature at this season. Several mornings this week even featured large-scale movements of land birds. Amazing this fall for the number of birds has been the eruption of 2 boreal forest species, the red-breasted nuthatches and pine siskins. These species are dependent on conifer seeds, and in years with poor cone or seed production, they are forced to flee south to find food or face certain starvation in the northern coniferous forest. This year, the numbers of both are truly spectacular, and many hundreds are all over our area. It will be interesting to see what other eruptive winter finches arrive on the Cape and Islands during the coming weeks. Clay-colored sparrows are enjoying a banner year with singles and small flocks of these attractive sparrows numbering from 2 to 5 being widely reported. Blue grosbeaks, several lark sparrows, and a western kingbird were found over this past long weekend, as well as many other species like an immature red-headed woodpecker on Nantucket and a western kingbird on Cuttyhunk. The appearance of large numbers of yellow-rumped warblers, the last of the warblers to appear in migration and a common overwintering species, signals the end of the warbler migration. Impressive numbers of these birds were visible and on the move this past weekend. With so many yellow rumps around, it essentially swamps the observer, making it difficult to find anything else. This was the case looking for land birds by the end of last week. The waters surrounding the Cape and Islands are getting busier with bird life. Migrating loons, grebes, a wide variety of ducks, northern gannets, and many species of gulls are currently enjoying the bounty of seafood that's present. The next few weeks are inordinately good for rare birds. Vagrant flycatchers always come to this commentator's mind as the calendar ticks into mid-October. More typical, almost expected rarities like western kingbirds should appear, and the chance for an astrodid flycatcher or some long-tailed tropical beauty in the form of a scissor-tailed flycatcher or a fork-tailed flycatcher from South America are very real. It is clearly not time to hunker down for the winter yet. Blackbirds and sparrows are abundant right now. Several huge flocks of mixed blackbirds, comprised primarily of common grackles, with smaller numbers of red-winged blackbirds, European starlings, and brown-headed cowbirds, are roaming the region, with small groups of rusty blackbirds thrown in as well. They can show up anywhere. Should they descend on your yard, you can count on your feeders getting rapidly depleted. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.